Everybody, we're back!
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, as we come into Bolt Thrower. That is the official theme song for the fourth season. I believe it is the fourth season of the WRFL. This is your dictator, I mean commissioner, Jared Cornelius, checking in with you as we get into another season of football madness. With me tonight are two of the 12 members of the WRFL, College and Professional Association of the like. We got my co-host, Mr. Trevor Truitt, in the house. And then we've got Luke Dean. What are your credentials again? What did he win?
Won the NFL rookie season and then the college basketball tournament rookie season.
Well, look at you. Good for you. Well, look at that. He's the best rookie we've ever had, and I think, because he actually won.
Trey's up there. Trey had a great season.
He can go back-to-back, it's never been done.
Trey, what did he win? He won the college one?
Yeah,
he won college.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, Luke won two championships.
We took an early exit in college. That was very shameful.
Yeah, I went to Cancun early.
I went to Cancun early because
it was just a lot to do that whole season. But anyway, we've got a lot of shit to go over tonight. First things first, we have to do our conference drawings. Now, for any of you who are not familiar with the league, I'm only going to say this one time.
It's on recording, so you can fucking listen to
it. Okay. The way college works, I'm not even going to talk about the NFL. We're not doing any NFL stuff tonight. The way that the WRCAA works is we pick all of the top 25 games that ESPN puts out. I'm not in charge of those. If number 25 is actually another team, I don't care. It's on the ESPN app. They're our unofficial sponsor of the WRFL. We use them for everything. So follow along on the ESPN app, I guess. That's how we pick our games. If it's number 25 Texas Tech versus number 100, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, if it's different, because something like you said last year, we had different games.
Yeah, well, guess what?
We'll be on the same page. Everybody's ESPN. It's easier for us to score.
The game that I picked, that whatever ESPN app shows, that's what I'm putting on there. I'm not fucking going on. I'm not doing it. So they're liable for all of the misinformation that's happening. Who gives a fuck? It's a fake league that there's no real money or anything involved. So we pick all the games that are in the top 25. That because it changes all the time. Top 10 matchups, number 5 versus number 6 will be worth 10. Number 13 versus number 25, top 25 matchups will be worth 5. So any games that are not on a regular college game day, if a ranked game falls on a Thursday, it's worth 10. If it falls on a Friday, it's worth 10. Sunday or Monday, it's worth 10. That's how that works. The games of the week or game of the week is always worth 10. Sometimes there's one game. Sometimes there's 6. It's just whatever. If there's not a lot of ranked matchups, we do that to fill in for points. So, you know, that's how that works. Most of the time, it's Hawaii versus whoever they're playing. They're one of the games of the week because no one gives a fuck about Hawaii except for us for some reason.
Sometimes there's a shitter of the week, as we call it.
And that's pretty much what the games of the week are. And also, from what I saw last year, they're the hardest ones to pick because no one watches.
Everybody's
these
getting
teams.
Mad. Why are we picking these 2 and 9 teams? Because they're hard to pick. That's
exactly.
Why.
Exactly. So it keeps it interesting. That's how it works. So, for example, number 1, Texas, is going against number 3, Ohio State. How many points is that worth, class?
10.
10, exactly. Now, normally, K-State, Iowa State, that would be a 5-point game because it's, 23 versus 19 or whatever. Well, guess what? It's in another country, and it's the kickoff of the season. And also, I make the rules, so go fuck yourself. Who cares? Listen, do as I say, not as I do. So that's it. That's really all there is to it. We're going to draw for our conferences. And whatever conference you make it into, this is really vital listening if you are in the league. So I hope people are actually listening to the podcast. Like, you know, we're not just trying to get you to listen to our stuff. This is important information.
At least listen to the first 10 minutes, okay?
Which I will upload all the info into the group message once I, you know, we know what the conferences are. But we have 12. We have two new additions to the league. We got Tyler Warren, and we have this guy named Chase that Trevor knows.
I used to work with Josh. He's a former Harps worker.
Former Harps worker.
Now Pepsi guy. And he's a Chiefs fan, too. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, Josh watches Chiefs games with him.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we got another, now we have a Chiefs fan in the group chat.
We had to replace one.
And Tyler Warren is actually a Commanders fan. And let me tell you something. He refuses to call him that. Well, he still calls him the Redskins. So we'd like to welcome them both in. I'm sure Tyler will be a frequent guest on here. He's been on the podcast before. You know, so same cast as last year, really, other than our Icelandic giant friend is not with us this season. He had to step away from the game to work on his mental health or whatever. So, you know, we're sending our best thoughts and prayers out to Thor.
He's out there getting things done. He's taking a year off. Yeah. But listen, at least he finished the year. Unlike a lot of bums who finish the fucking year. Don't get in it and quit. It's not that hard to pick games.
Oh, I got a new thing that Trevor and I came up with during the offseason. New rule. New rule. If you quit before the season is over, automatic year ban. Automatic 1 year ban from the league. You're not allowed to play the next season. I don't care if you're not even going to make the playoffs. It's the last week. You cannot just do that. If you don't get your picks in on time and you get a zero, that's one thing. If you just straight up say,
zero,
man, I want to play anymore.
After zero,
you're done. You get a 1 year ban. And to me, a 1 year ban might as well be a lifetime. It's a long time. So.
And then it's up to a vote after that if we want to bring you back in.
Yeah.
You have to come to the council and plead your case of why you're going to play the whole year.
Yes, exactly. So
that's going to be in all leagues now.
There's a no-quitting policy because if you do, you void your contract when you sign that you signed
no guaranteed money.
There's no guarantees. There's no guarantee except you're going to pick every fucking week. That's it. So if you quit during the season and you make us have to play an uneven number again like we did all year last year.
Yeah, in one fucking conference, we were both in the other one and we had to fight harder to get in the fucking.
Trevor wasn't even supposed to make the playoffs because somebody quit at the very end and let him weasel his way in. I almost feel like he bribed him.
What a digger to quit. What a digger to drop out.
Anyway, you know, I love you all, but guys, we got, you know, there's rules here, okay? We can't just have people coming and going, all right? We can't have that. We're having a bunch of Jamarcus Russells around here. We can't have that, okay? So, anyway, that's it. That's it, really. Just no quitting. But we're going to get on to the drawing of the conferences. Luke, you got anything?
Nope.
Excellent. All right, Trevor, let's get to it. This is the first member of Conference One. Who we got? We got Colton, second-year player. He's a sophomore. This is his second year in the league. He had a pretty good rookie season last year. He started off late, and he actually ended up making – didn't he barely missed the playoffs, actually. I think Chris Washburn actually got in because of his preseason picks.
I think he got by he 1 point.
Yeah, it was literally – but yeah, it was – I think – did you take a picture of the board?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we'll have to check because it was something crazy.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I remember him starting a week late and still fucking making up for it.
Yep. Colton, welcome to Conference 1. Now for the first draft pick of the Conference 2 conference. What do we got?
We've got Garrett.
Oh, we got another sophomore player, second-year member of the league. Good guy. Garrett, good. Both start with G. All right, what do we got?
Two R's, two T's. All right,
here we go. Second player for Conference One. Who do we got? My mother, Angela Cornelius. She will be in Conference One, the second player. Let's see if her and my dad somehow end up in the same conference in both leagues again. All right, second player, Conference Two. Who we got? Oh, the black sheep of the family. We got Jason Cornelius. rule we came up with was kind of directed at you a little bit because you tried to quit like four yeah. times last year.
And then at the end,
and
like,
because you're refusing to yeah. double down because you're like your Che Guevara or something.
When he started it. That's the thing. You started the double down mess. You started it all.
Yeah, all dude. Right. You're just like Elvis. You started all of it. And you're
conference one, we've got.
Third player, conference one.
Luke.
Luke Dean. He's going to join Colton and Angela over there. My mother. You better be nice to my mother over there, okay? Show
won't wake
respect.
Her up before 9 o'clock.
You better. That's even after is a little too early. All right, third player, conference two. Who do we got? Tom Cornelius. Oh, no. My parents are going to be split up. Going to get a divorce through the WRFL.
Yeah, they're going to try to. Maybe they can make it for a Super Bowl or a championship run.
Yeah,
the
my
face
God.
Off.
My parents versus each other. Yeah. All right. Player number four for Conference One. Who do we got? Trey.
That's a tough one over there.
Who was actually the number one seed in his conference last year. It was a, I think.
He kind of ran it. I mean, he ran that as a rookie. He fucking took it all the way.
Well, I'd actually like to add that me and him actually did go back and forth.
Oh, okay, but I'm saying
for,
like he
most of the season.
Oh yeah, but you had like a Phillip Rivers, and he had like a fucking Tom Brady.
I won
run.
The championship. I won.
So
oh,
who
won really
NFL?
Won?
He won NFL. Didn't
yeah,
he?
He's
okay,
a real
that's
Dallas.
Well, that's
Cowboys.
What I'm saying though. He went pretty impressive for both.
Great
leagues.
Great in the regular season.
Well,
I think my mom
the
took him out the
in
the first
so,
round.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Trey. Sorry to rehash bad memories, but I'm coming for you this year.
No, he won college and you won NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was college we're talking about. He made a long run. He started out one and went all the way in.
Oh,
won.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Trey. But he was also one in the NFL because
yeah.
he was league MVP.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
barely beat me.
Yeah. And then he
for
got knocked
my
out.
Third straight MVP, by the way. But it's okay. I'm two-time. All right, conference two. We got Trevor, Jason, Tom, and Garrett. Oh, that's a tough one already. All right, who do we got? Conference one, fifth player, Chase, rookie Chase. Let's see if
getting thrown to the wolves.
Both rookies are going to be put
two
into
Pepsi
the same.
Pepsi guys in that group. What a bunch of losers, huge losers.
It's player like number poison. Five for conference two. Who do we got? Come on, Vanna White. Let's go. Oh, fucking the conference of death. The defending champion rises again. That's the other thing. I've played like the toughest conference of every league every single year, and still I'm like the Patriots. Throw anyone you want
doesn't
at me.
Matter.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Doesn't that suck for Trevor? He loves Tom Brady so much, but I'm the Tom Brady of our league, and he's just... It's funny you call me Phillip Rivers.
I
buddy.
Won college 2 years ago with Michigan. And I picked him
right.
from the start to the
wire
end.
To wire.
You're remember. Right. I am talking about the NFL. This is college. I've never won college. So,
man, we've been in tough divisions. We were in a fucking slugger last year, and we had the disadvantage.
I'm pretty sure me, you, and Jason were in that conference yeah. last year. Yeah, it was tough. All right. Final member of – oh, no. We're going to have two rookies in one con. This is bullshit. This is the I'm sorry, Luke. No offense. This is the you better you
I
should
Trey.
Win.
I
you
got
should
Trey.
Win.
Trey.
Yeah.
Trey.
My mom and you know what? Deal. We sleep on my mom. She was in the yeah. final four of both conference yeah. the leagues last year.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know,
she
that's
takes time on her
and
picks.
And Colton, that's a, you know, honestly,
it's not a bad conference.
It's a young conference.
And then we've got Chris
Washburn,
the laundromat Washburn coming in to shake things up like a spin cycle.
That's pretty good. It's a pretty good mix there.
So there we have it. Conference one will be Colton, Chase, Trey, my mom, Luke, and Tyler. Conference two will be Garrett, Jason, Tom, Trevor, Jared, and Chris Washburn. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. Anyway, but now that we know.
Four veterans and two sophomores in there. That's a.
Yeah, and then.
It's an old group.
You got two, an NFL champion and a college champion. Yep. Conference one.
You do. I mean, you have the defending, but I mean, well.
And I've been
was,
to the playoffs every
before.
Year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so true.
Haven't missed the playoffs yet.
All right. So we've got that out of the way. We know what our conferences are. We'll get that uploaded into the group chat. It's not like this is live and they can hear us right now. Anyway, moving along, we have our preseason 12 playoff spot picks. This actually came into the equation last year one of our members was actually able to get in by literally 1 point because of his preseason picks. I literally recounted 7 times because I couldn't believe it. But basically how this works is you just pick who, like, if you can get, you know, let's say you think Notre Dame's going to finish number 5. If you predict that and they finish 5, you get 10 points. Or is it 5? How many points do you get?
Exact picks 10, and then if they're just in there, 5.
Yeah. So if you get them in the top 12 and but not the right position, it's 5. If you get them and in the correct position, it's worth 10. There's no double downs. You either get 5 or 10. There's no losing points. There's no doubling on points. It's purely just, you know, extra points to add on to your score at the end of the year that might give you the boost you need to get into the playoffs, which is what ended up happening. If you were to get all 12 correct, I believe that would be, what, 120?
Yep.
120 extra points. That could be, you know, that could make or break you. But anyway, Luke, how about you get us started? Why don't you take us through 12-1? And whenever you get to a certain pick, if you have them winning the conference, just, you know, mention that maybe.
All right. Also, there's 50 bonus points if you have a perfect week, right?
Yes. If anybody, which I didn't think was ever going to actually happen, but it actually happened quite a bit last year. Anyone that gets a perfect week, which means you pick all of your games correctly, whether you double down or not, you will get 50 points added on to your score, which if you have a perfect week, I mean, we're talking a lot of points here. The record was broken, I think, 3 consecutive weeks last year. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind as well. But, Luke.
All right.
12-1, who are your preseason playoff picks for the NCAA? All
right, so coming in at number 12, this is the non-Power 5 conference team that's going to get in. I went back and forth on this between Boise State and Tulane, and I went with Tulane. I think Tulane's going to be good this year. They gave OU a heck of a game last year. They brought back a lot of players. They got a good coach. I think they're the team that's going to get in the number 12 spot. All right, number 11. It's going to be a tough conference. The Big 12 is one of those conferences that, like, you don't ever know who's going to come out of it because, like, you got Kansas will beat, you know, Iowa State 1 week and then
lose. Yeah, they beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, they just eat each other up. It's kind of like the SEC, but on a lower level. And but Texas Tech went to the NIL and they got 20 players from, I mean, they spent some money. They're spending to win. I mean, they're kind of the Oregon of the Big 12 this year, I think. And yeah, there's Kansas State, who's always there, Utah, some of those teams. But I got Texas Tech coming in at number 11, being the conference champ. Edging out either Arizona State or
wouldn't that put them at 4?
They're gone now. Yeah, this year they're just
that rule's gone. So however they get ranked, they're in there.
I'm not changing it. I don't give a fuck. It's not so, gonna make them all right. Okay, that's
fine. You know what I mean? Like last year how they had 4 was Arizona State and they got a fucking bye and everybody's like they shouldn't have got a bye because they weren't the best team. Well, that won't happen this year.
Okay. Well, sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
All right, so coming in at number 10. A lot of these picks are going to be SEC, Big Ten heavy. So kind of an outlier this year. I just think the coach is really good. They got to pick up some win. They got to win some games, important games, and I think they will this year. I think Texas A&M is going to squeeze into the college football playoffs, and I think I'm going to leave out LSU because I think that Texas A&M will beat LSU when it comes down to the head-to-head. Number 9, a perennial powerhouse. I think they're definitely not as good as they have been in, you know, the last decade, but they're still really good. They got a lot of talent, and you can't ever count them out. They could wind up winning the whole thing. You never know. But Alabama will come in at number 9.
Alabama jumps back in.
Yep. I got number 8. Not a big fan of this team. You know, being an OU fan, they've kind of beat us in some important games, but they're going to finish 2nd in the ACC, and I got 2 ACC teams in. I feel like Miami will be number 8.
Okay.
Number 7 is going to be a Big Ten team. They got money. They're not going to be – they're not as – me and Trevor were talking about it. They're not going to be as stacked as they were last year. They're not going to have the same type of team they had last year, but they're still going to be good. They got players too. They always have good players, and Oregon will come in at number seven. Number six, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got a great coach. I actually think Notre Dame is a dark horse to come in and win it, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it just depends on, you know.
Quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. But they're going to be good. And they'll be right there at the end.
You know they remind me of? LSU before they got Joe Burrow.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Because it's just like LSU, it's just like they always had these stacked fucking teams. And then that one guy that played in the national championship against the 11 Alabama team and got their ass kicked, got shut out. What was that, Nussmeier?
Yeah,
well, they've had a lot of Nussmeiers.
Yeah, yeah.
In Notre Dame. I haven't really liked any of the quarterbacks they've had. I don't really like any of them. I just the Duke transfer. I was like, oh yeah, that's gonna put him over the top. A guy that signed with Duke initially. Yeah, that's the guy.
It's crazy. They just can't get a fucking really good quarterback.
You gotta be a Catholic, dude. Listen, who's kidding who? There's football and then there's real life. Real life is if you're the quarterback of a school like Notre Dame, you're gonna want to get your dick sucked. You can't do that at Notre Dame. There's no dick sucking at Notre Dame. Unless it's, you know, we're not going to get whatever. This isn't the war room. Okay. I'm just saying, though, who's the coolest Notre Dame? When's the last time Notre Dame had a cool quarterback? And don't say Joe Montana. That was before he was cool.
Fair enough.
He wasn't like on the sidelines being cool Joe Montana. He wasn't.
Fair enough.
Very hard to be a cool guy at a school where there's a huge Jesus over the stadium. And the locker room looks like the movie Rudy still. So that's why.
Look, I'm just saying they're going to finish number six. They're going to win the games they're supposed to win.
Good.
And they'll be right there.
Yep.
And then number five. So this is where some people might disagree, but I think Ohio State is going to be number five. Obviously, they got talent everywhere, and I actually think – the Big Ten and other conferences are starting to level up to SEC type levels. I'm not saying they're there yet. But the Big Ten is definitely right nipping at the heels, if not right there.
The last two.
Exactly.
I mean,
one last
late.
Yes.
Two teams.
I'm just saying. But I'm saying two.
And also, they're the only two teams that have won from the – I mean, who's the – that's my thing with the Big Ten. Everyone's saying they're taking over.
No,
as
I'm
the
just
best.
Saying.
Okay,
when chance.
Penn State, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and all these other teams decide to start,
I think it's going to be closer this year. The line is getting.
Oh no,
closer.
I do think the Big Ten.
I think
Ten
Oregon
is,
helped a lot.
It's getting a lot. Yes. Well, yeah. Of
and
course,
Penn State
you put a
actually,
perennial top 10 team in your conference when they're all the way over on the West Coast. Yeah, sure. I'm just saying. But even with Oregon, they've never done. Sorry, Tyler and Jason. They've never. Yeah,
they,
we got
really
another Oregon
need,
fan.
God,
right, Tyler Warren.
I'm glad
Oregon
they're not
fan.
In the same fucking conference.
They really need USC fucking. To step up and be who they're supposed
that's
to
the
be.
That's the other thing. Yeah, that's crazy. The Big Ten, if like. They got such a boost, and still it's the same teams that are, like, at the top. It's Ohio State, Michigan. You know, the Big Ten is getting a lot of credit for, you know, the same shit the SEC got shit for all the time, even though the SEC's had how many different champions in the last 25 years?
Ohio State has a great receiving crew.
Every year.
But they have a quarterback that's not been really tested yet. And there's just too many unknowns. I can't put him at number one. Without, you know, if they had a senior quarterback or somebody that had experience, that might be different. They may be my top pick, but this year they're number five. Coming in at number four, perennial powerhouse, Georgia. Georgia has great off. They probably have the best offensive line in the nation. But I'm just not sure they're the top team in the SEC this year. I think that
who's the quarterback?
Exactly. I don't know. I actually don't know who the
quarterback
is. That's
why this year's interesting because who's the guy?
Right. If that offensive line plays the way they should and protects him and he can throw the ball, they're another team. They might be the team to beat. But
you know, you didn't mention Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Is at Miami now.
Yeah, he's at Miami. That's
so
right.
So I do think I think if he plays like how he did for the national, you know, as a national.
They're a contender.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, number three, this team started off, they were terrible last year starting off. And I just thought, I think a lot of people were like, Dabo's old, he's set in his ways. They're just not going to be anything. I think some of that's been resolved at Clemson. I think that Clemson has the best defense of any team in college football this year. They have senior leadership, and I think Clemson's going to come in at number three and really surprise. I don't know if surprising people would be the word, but they're going to regain their power, and they'll be right there in the mix at the end of it. They finished in the playoffs last year, and I think they lost, like, was it two of their first four games or something like that in the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really kind of turned it on in the middle of the season because they lost. They were 9-3 going to the ACC championship, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they got into the playoffs. The only reason they got in is because they ended up winning the ACC against SMU.
Yes.
So.
All right. So after Clemson, I went back and forth on this. I actually had this team at number one when I did the list originally. But because they're playing in the SEC and they're playing, like, in my opinion, probably the top week in, week out, they're playing a harder schedule than anybody else in the top five. I think Texas is going to come in at number two. I think Arch Manning is going to be good. We'll see how good. Obviously, they're loaded on defense. They're loaded on offense. They got weapons, wide receiver. Their defense, their linebacking crew is probably the best in the nation. I think Texas is going to be a lot to deal with this year. And just because they're number two in the preseason poll doesn't mean during the season they won't elevate and become the team to win the national championship this year. Number one, I went with Penn State. They got a lot of look.
It's crazy.
They've let me down a lot.
Yeah, that's why
they let me down a lot. But I think this year they have the most guys coming back that. And, you know, like, who do they have to play in the Big Ten besides Ohio State and Michigan that's going to beat them? Who's going to beat Penn State?
Oh my God. I don't know.
And I think they could
Luke, you're a smart guy, okay?
Sometimes.
So I don't want you to, like, think I'm being some kind of an asshole over here.
I'm not getting down but the floor in a grocery store.
When the fuck are you going to learn? They're not going to. Dude, Penn State at one?
I'm picking Penn State number one because I think Ohio State is going to lose to Penn State this year. I think this is the year.
But you did just bring up a good point. They do have to deal with Oregon. They do have to deal with the USC, UCLA.
I don't think those teams are going to be as good as they
were last year. Isn't Washington also in the Big Ten as well?
Penn State will be better this year. Yes.
I get it.
I went back and forth on them in Texas, but because I had Ohio.
It's not that I want you to have Texas at one. If you would have had Georgia at one, I'd have been like,
well.
Okay. It's just Penn State. I just don't see how you get the confidence to put. I don't believe in the coach. Yeah. I've been watching.
I don't believe in him, and they fucked me over. So I just.
It's not that I don't like him. It's not that I don't like James Franklin. It's just like until they give me a reason to like
be number one.
Because here's the deal: if they didn't switch to that format last year, they wouldn't have made the playoffs.
No, that's true. Yeah.
They're never going to be a top four team because. They're not going to beat Ohio State when it matters.
I think they will beat Ohio State this year.
I will say that Ryan Day was in the same position last
year.
Where's
the game?
I didn't look it up.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That might come down to where it is
Day was in the same position they were last year. We're like, you really got to fucking win, buddy. With this team you've been loaded with. There was a lot of pressure on him.
I actually think Michigan. That's another team I thought could sneak in.
Penn State also.
Yeah. Michigan could beat Ohio State too, and Penn State could. Beat Ohio State and lose to Michigan.
The Michigan-Ohio State game, though, it's much like OU-Texas.
Sure.
It isn't about who's
absolutely
really good. I remember when Charlie Strong in Texas beat OU, and OU was like, what, number two? And we weren't even ranked. We were at 4-3 versus 5-1.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Ohio State-Michigan, that doesn't matter. I think last year that's what a lot of people took into consideration. Now, in my opinion, rivalries aside... You can't have a loss like that close to the end of the season. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't get fired for that, Ryan Day. So he's like,
I literally was saying,
if they don't win, which you know what, I was gonna say, if you do get points for picking the national championship winner, I did pick Ohio State to win the national championship in the preseason last year, and I didn't get no fucking points. So I think we should do a recount.
I didn't get points for fucking picking Michigan.
You won, so why do you care?
Well, yeah, but I mean, Okay.
If it would have, but if it was the difference between you winning and losing, you would have definitely wanted those points. We might have to revise the laws for next year.
I just think Penn State is gonna win the conference this year.
Well, that's your opinion.
I don't think they're gonna look. I didn't say they're gonna win the national championship. I don't think they will. I actually think Texas will wind up winning. Like,
I think in order for Penn State to finish number one, they're gonna have to basically go undefeated. Like, who are they allowed to lose to that you have behind them that would still
unless
have
they have a bad
one.
Loss and somehow beat Ohio State and Oregon and all
dude,
the
I'm
top
telling
hitters
you right
lose
now.
Some-
I don't believe in like a huge bias or anything, but I promise you right now, if Penn State has a bad loss to anybody, that's not like
the team
like
went,
UCLA beats them by 28, they're not going to look at Penn State favorably. I don't think
the team that wins the SEC could lose two games, like legitimately still lose two games and win the SEC. In my opinion, Penn State could lose one and still be number one at the end, or Ohio State.
I do agree with you. That's because I believe the SEC is a better conference, but I don't know. I might just be in an old way of thinking because I just
like
think,
I said, I went out on a limb. This was just something I came up with.
Hey, you know what? I didn't expect it to turn out the way it did last year.
And it could be the first time a number one.
You know
seed
what? You
boots.
Might be right. Penn State might be number one, just like Oregon was, be 13-0. Everyone's like, oh, man, they might go undefeated.
And they might lose the first game of the playoffs. Yep.
You know what? I like it. All right, Trevor, your turn.
All right, number 12. I went with who got me points last year. So I went with Boise State. I think they're still a solid team. I think they're still the best. They were the best choice that I saw when I looked at that of the other conference getting in. Number 11, I went. I figured, who cares? Waste a pick. You know, you're not going to get them all right. You know, so I threw OU in there. You never know. I just put them 11, you know. It's a homer pick, sure. Number 10, I got the champion of the Big 12.
I do respect you, though.
I got Arizona State in there. I think that they're solid, and they brought back. I mean, they lost some guys, but they brought back a lot of guys. I like their coach. I think they're going to be number 10. Number 9, I got Oregon. I think they're going to take a step back. I think they just... Even though they are, like, they can just plug in quarterbacks. Like, they can just get guys who they've had and just fucking refurnish them, fucking put them in there, and they seem to be good. I got Oregon at 9. Number 8, I got Clemson. I just don't trust Clemson, man. I literally, the same thing with Penn State. Like, I know that they can be there, but...
Oh, I've
they,
got way more faith in Clemson than Penn State. I've seen Clemson win
well,
multiple
no, I'm
national
just saying,
championships.
I'm just saying that they...
In recent memory.
I'm just saying they haven't done anything lately for me,
and they've won their conference. They owned the ACC, dog. They owned
it wasn't that great until past couple years. Okay, where Miami's been better.
You can say that, but and I would believe it more if Clemson didn't win national championships against teams like Alabama. You know,
but that feels like I just haven't seen him do. I haven't seen him be that Clemson in like 5 years. So until they do it again, I can't put him up there. Next up, I got Indiana. I think they're going to build off what they did last year, and I think that I like their coach. He's a hard ass. So I think they're going to be number 7. Number 6, I got the South Carolina Gamecocks. I think they are going to be fucking good this year. Like they looked really good at the end of last year, and I just think they're going to be a good, solid team.
I had South Carolina as my number 9 until I just flaked and put Bama in because it's Bama. Yeah. So I agree, they're going to be good.
Next up, I got 5, Penn State. I think they're a solid team. I don't think they're a 1. I just don't think that they're – I think they're always right there. So I pick them 5. Number 4, I got Georgia. They're kind of the same thing. They have a lot of different quarter. They get new quarterbacks all the time, but they just have a system. Kirby Smart knows what he's doing. I see them be number 4. Number 3, I got Texas. I think Texas is going to be pretty good this year. I think Arch is going to be pretty good. We'll just have to see what we get. But I think Texas is going to be number 3. Number 2, I got Ohio State. I think that they're just going to run. I don't think they're going to run it fully back, but I think that they're going to still a talented team, even though they have a new quarterback. They still have a fucking loaded team. They're still Ohio State. If they can beat Michigan this year, they might take that as a fucking national championship at this point. And number 1, I've got Notre Dame. I think that they're going to be on a revenge tour trying to get back.
So they're going undefeated.
I think they're going undefeated, and I think that they're actually, I mean, if I was picking my championship, I'd pick Notre Dame over Texas. But
that would be a brutal championship for me to watch because I love both those teams.
And
fuck the Irish, though.
Alabama, I think they miss the playoffs. I think that coach gets fired, and I think I think either Saban's back next year, or I think
or we gotta get a black guy.
I think
there.
Lanning from Oregon could be there.
You know, that was Alabama's first mistake. You can't replace Nick Saban with a white guy. You got to bring a young brother in there.
Well, I don't know. That's what the fucking Patriots tried to do.
Yeah, and honestly, here's the deal. I like Gerard Mayo, but he didn't help himself.
The Iberian fucking game.
And Mike Vrabel became available.
Yeah.
I think what should have happened was they should have put Gerard Mayo as the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. And again, that's we don't have time to talk about the NFL.
Yeah.
Anyway, good list. I'm going to run through mine. Number 12 is honestly just a shot in the dark. It could just be whatever. At my number 12, I have JMU. I got a Virginia team
them.
Making in.
I thought about them, actually.
I got James Madison University making it in at 12. Because why not?
Liberty
I mean,
team.
They scored 70 points against North Carolina last year. Screwed me.
JMU's
fuck,
like,
you know what?
Gone undefeated some years and
up until this point, didn't even think about North Carolina. Which I know, I hope they do good. I hope they make the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to make the
but
playoffs.
But I mean, if they
sure.
did, it'd be pretty impressive. I'm rooting for Bill.
Okay, so at 11, I've got Penn State. I think that they're going to be the third Big Ten, the last Big Ten team in out of the three that I have. I think they'll do what they do. They'll, you know, they'll go 10-2 or 11-2, whatever it would be, and both of their losses will be to the only other two teams that are better than them, Ohio State and or Michigan. They might even lose to Wisconsin. Who knows? Number 10, I have Miami. I don't really believe in them a lot, but I do think Carson Beck is an upgrade from Cam Ward, if you can believe it. Not saying that Cam Ward wasn't good. I just think Carson Beck at this point is probably looking to actually win in college, considering that he...
And not sit out the second half of a fucking bowl game.
Yeah, which, you know, whatever. That's. I'm not saying he's better than Cam Ward. I'm saying he might be a better option
for
Miami. A lot more heart.
Yeah.
He's probably looking to win. He's won a championship, so he knows that he's been there. So, you know, I
do like that move. I like them.
I've got two of the two ACC teams I've got them in. I think that they'll either be the runner-ups or just the second-best team that, you know, whatever. Number 9, I've got Alabama. To me, that's low compared to where I usually have them. I usually have enough confidence to put them in the top 5. I do think they'll get in. They're one of the four SEC teams I have in. Number 8, I have LSU. I think they're going to be good. Tough defense. I do kind of want to see how the quarterback play is. And, you know, I have a hard time with Brian Kelly, but I guess we'll see after game one. I mean, it's a big one. But
it's all about if he gets his ass eaten or not. That's what it depends on.
Yeah. Number 7, I have the Big 12 champion. I've got K-State. I think Kansas State's going to win the Big 12. The Big 12 is kind of wide open to me, though. I mean, I think if whoever wins, I'm not going to be surprised. Number 6, I've got Oregon. They're going to take a little step back. I do think it's kind of like what Trevor said. I don't think they're going to go undefeated again. They probably have some old man, 8-year senior, playing quarterback for them like they have the last 8 years. Number 5, I have Georgia. I think that they are the... probably going to be the second best team in the SEC this year. Even if their quarterback play isn't great, I still think that they're talented enough to keep them in the top 10 most of the year. Number 4, I've got Notre Dame, just because their schedule is always really tough. It's hard for them to go undefeated. I don't think they will. It's hard for me to say any of these teams will go undefeated. I just don't see how it's possible. So I see them have maybe one, at worst, 2 losses. It makes me scared because it scares me because they always have a really bad loss in the first 3 weeks, it seems, under Marcus Freeman. So if they can avoid that, it'll make it a lot easier on them. Number 3, I got the ACC champion, Clemson. I think that they're going to run that conference. I do think North Carolina will be in the top 25, But I think they'll probably at best be the third best team in the ACC. It's Bill's first year, and we don't really know much about it. Number two, which honestly, I'm going to go back to Clemson. I don't understand, you know, and I'm not coming just to you because it's not just you, but like people really act like Clemson wasn't like neck and neck with Alabama through all of the team from 2010 to 2020. It was Clemson, Alabama. It was almost like the Warriors and Cavaliers.
They were really the second best team.
No, I mean, they definitely were. They just
And that's the thing is that wasn't that long ago, and a lot of people just don't like Dabo Sweeney, and I get that. But I mean, I think a lot of the times it's kind of like people's hatred for Bret Hart. They don't look at how good of a wrestler he was. They just see how big of a dick he is.
Get the Jason glasses on.
The guy puts defenses on the field. Just stars.
I mean, the fact that he does. I mean, even though he hasn't used the transfer portal much or much NIL money, he's still kept the team relatively competitive. But for Christ's sakes, they won another conference championship last year. He's got to be up there for most ACC conference championships as a head coach.
I mean, I'm sure.
So, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, it surprises me more to see them down than. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't think it's crazy at all to think they finished top 10. I think I haven't finished in top 3. Now, I did something. This is just fail safe for me because this isn't, you know, the most important thing. I have Texas finishing it too. I think they win the SEC. I think they only lose one game, but I don't know which. And I think it could be to the team I have finishing number 1 and running the table in the Big Ten, and that's Ohio State. That could come back to bite me in the ass because I keep forgetting they got Julian Sayers, I think is his name. He's a true freshman quarterback starting his first game ever. I do like Texas's chances of winning that game, but, I mean, it's in Columbus. If we're to lose, I hope it's a close one, like a 31-34 type situation or a lower-scoring game. But I do think that a loss to the number 3 team in Columbus week 1 isn't going to hurt Texas too much if they win the SEC, which I do think they will. But I do have Ohio State winning the Big Ten and finishing at number 1. If I had to predict the national championship, I was kind of leaning towards what Trevor said earlier, Texas, Notre Dame. That's kind of what I was hoping it would have been last year. But I really think We're heading towards that because Notre Dame is they tasted it, and I do think Marcus Freeman will break through, but I'm not saying I think Texas will win because I do think unfortunately there might be just one more hurdle we have to go through, and that's a heartbreaking loss in a big game like that because we've made it to the semis the last 2 years. So I'd consider it a victory if we made it to the championship and lost to a good Notre Dame team. So but, yeah, that's my number 1. I got Ohio State finishing at number 1, giving a nod to the defending champs. And that'll conclude the preseason pick. So now that we can get into the meat and potatoes of tonight's episode, and it is, of course, the WRFL Week 1 picks. We're going to go through all of them. The order will go in. I'll pick a game. Like, we'll start with the first game. It'll go Luke, Trevor, me. That's how we'll do the order, so. After I'm done, Luke, be ready. After Luke's done, Trevor, be ready. You know what I mean? So, wait, I need to make sure I put everybody in the right conference. Luke, you're in conference 1. I'm just going to use initials. Okay.
You gonna piss? Yeah. Also, OSU this year, man. If they don't get it together and they look like they did last year, I think Mike Gundy might be finally making an exit. I don't know about that. I just don't think they can't definitely can't do what they did last year. Like, that was just very bad. I think, I mean, if I'm OSU, first of all, I don't know how you don't get tired. You know, I know They've had a couple of close calls and almost got, you know, in the when it was the BCS National Championship back then. I think that they got very close to getting in there, but you can't be happy with that. And you've had some really good teams. They're very talented players. So not firing your coaches, giving you the same result in different forms for 20 years seems like you got to let them go. You got to part ways. If it doesn't happen, something good doesn't happen anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I can't lie to you. I don't really give a fuck about OSU, but I mean, it is kind of strange to see them not be at least like competitive.
Yeah, like they've had some down years, but last year was like holy shit. Like it was just I don't know. It was very, very bad. Very bad. They had a couple of decent wins, but I mean, like they usually play spoiler in a lot of games. Not with the team they had last year.
It was me, you, Dad, Jason, Chris, and Garrett. All right, well, it's, you know, it's a rough draft of the first week, so, I mean, we'll get by, but. All right, Luke is back from the bathroom. We waited patiently. Unfortunately, there's no waiting music whenever someone leaves, but it's okay.
How many games do you think Gundy has to win to stay?
10.
I think.
It's going to be tough.
I don't know. I think 8 at minimum.
That's
kind of
what
eight.
I thought, 8.
Because if you do another 6, like you're like, yeah, we were better than last year, but we still sucked ass.
Yeah, Oklahoma State expects more than that. So. But I think 8's probably reasonable. All right.
All right, Luke. You ready to get started?
Let's do it.
All right. For the first game of the WRFL Season 4 edition, we got Kansas State versus Iowa State to kick it off in Ireland. Luke, it's a 10-point game.
Yep.
Who are you taking?
Well, Jason, I have to apologize.
My
in
name
advance.
Is Jared.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay.
Jason, oh, I'm sorry.
I have to apologize.
I got really defensive there.
In advance, because I know you hate doubling down. I know you hate it to start off the season. And you're my boy. You're my Thunder partner all the way, you know, champions. But Kansas State is going to go into Ireland and win this game. I think Kansas State's probably the most balanced Big 12 team. I'm not saying that I don't think they're going to win the conference, but I do think that they're going to win this game and make a statement that they're the team to beat right up front in the Big 12. They'll have a target on their back. So Kansas State, double down.
I'm going to go with that, too. I think Kansas State, double down is the move. I think that they are a solid team, and they could easily – you could trade them out for Arizona State. They could win that conference. They've just always got a solid team. They play really good against high-ranked teams, too. So, and also Kansas State's a hard place to play. But, I mean, that's not where they're playing, but for the year, as far as for the year. But I think that's also going to be a great game. Like,
oh, yeah.
Two fucking Big 12 fucking guys just beating the shit out of each other.
Midwest boys just throwing corner at each other.
I mean, it's going to set the tone for the Big 12, if you think about it. I'm going to go with Kansas State, and I'm going to double down as well. I mean, I got them winning the conference, so, I mean, this would be a good start to that. But Kansas State double down. Up next, we got another 10-point game. I believe this is a Thursday game. We've got Boise State taking on Southern Florida. Luke, who do you got?
Boise State double down. Just like Trevor said, you know, I went back and forth on them being the team being in the playoffs, actually, from the non-conference. I think they're really good. So they'll win this game and, yeah, double down on it.
I'm going to go Boise State double down. Got them winning the conference. I think this is a, you know, I wouldn't be very, if they lose this game, I won't be very confident they're going to go on. Even though South Florida is a tough team to play sometimes.
For sure.
I'm going to go Boise State double down. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be as good as they were last year, considering they had a guy that nobody could tackle in their conference. So it kind of made it a little bit easier, even though they did struggle against teams like UNLV, I think, or Nevada, with one of the teams that who the quarterback was like, fuck you, pay me, and then he left. but I'm going to go with Boise State double down as well. They're usually a pretty solid team. They should beat SFU. Up next, we've got Western Illinois going up against Illinois. This is a Friday game, I believe. It's worth 10. Luke, who do you like?
Illinois double down. I mean, they're the perennial best team in Illinois. Well,
yeah. I mean, they're favored by 46.5, even though it does seem like a game that could fuck everyone over. Just because it's a Friday game, a 10-point, and everyone's going to double down and take Illinois.
But as long as everybody else loses points, I'm okay
exactly,
with that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Illinois double down.
I was already writing Illinois double down before you guys were even done talking. Yeah, Illinois double down. If
why can't this
fuck
be
them.
The night game, this next one?
Well, you know, I actually like day games in Columbus. I think they're cool. And also, I think it gives us a better chance of winning. All right, so up next, we've got number one versus number three. We got Texas taking on Ohio State in Columbus at 11 a.m. Saturday. What a way to kick off your Saturday of football. Arguably the best game you're going to see all day, hopefully. Or it might
maybe all year. Who knows?
Who knows? Could be a preview of the... of a big playoff game, maybe even a national championship game. Luke, who are you taking in this one?
This is not going to be a double down pick. I'm only going to single down on it. And I'm going Texas. I think they're going to Columbus, get it done, show why they're the team to beat this year. They're going to have targets on their back, which is why I think they will lose a game this year, maybe two even. But Texas will beat Ohio State. Ohio State's got a new quarterback. We don't know really how that's going to pan out. And Arch Manning is he knows he can play with the big boys. So Texas, but single down.
This is a tough one to pick. I mean, it's Columbus game. But I think I'm going to have to go. I think I'm going to have to go Ohio State straight up because it's in Columbus. I mean, I have them at the end of the year. I have them higher in the ranking, so I think that could be the advantage in that. I think that, I don't know, it's kind of a toss-up because it's the first game of the season, so it's not really a must-win for either. If either of them lose, it's like you lost to a good team at the end of the year. So, and also, if you want to lose, you want to do it early. So I'm going to have to go with Ohio State straight up.
I'm going to take Texas straight up. Preseason rankings mean nothing to me. I just think the point of me doing that was because, A, I don't want to pick Texas number one because everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. But also, I don't think Ohio State could end number one with us, even with us beating them, because Ohio State, even with losing to us, are much more likely to win out than we are because we're playing a much tougher schedule. So if we were to beat Ohio State and then lose to Alabama, you know, whatever, that could be the difference between us getting the one or the two towards the end of the year. That being said, I'm taking into account we've got a very talented quarterback coming in who's already a Heisman candidate, hopeful. He's a fucking Manning. I don't know why that isn't being stressed about more. He's got it in his blood. I don't care about the NFL. Every single one of those guys were fucking legendary college quarterbacks. He's got it in his blood. I just think with you having a first of all, I think it being a morning game in Columbus isn't as big of an advantage as it would be if it was a night game and everyone was hammered after pre-gaming all day. That's why I think night games are a lot more intimidating. I think that's what helped OU beat Ohio State a few years back whenever Baker planted the flag. I do think here's how I see it going. It's either going to be a really close game that could go either way. Or I see Texas potentially kicking Ohio State's ass because Ohio State lost a lot from last year and they're going to be relying on a lot of young talent that didn't play on that national championship team. So, I mean, their receivers are going to be great. They're going to have talent all over the place, but I think Texas is also going to be looking to get their lick back from that playoff game. I see us winning a very close game. It'd be great if we went out there and made a statement and beat the defending champion's ass. But I do think Ohio State's going to be good still. So I'm going to go Texas straight up. I don't see a lot of people doubling down on this game. I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, right off the bat.
Yeah.
We all three picked Texas. That made me want to change my pick to double.
He picked Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Okay. Up next, we've got Syracuse taking on Old Dominion. It's actually could be a pretty good game. Luke, who do you like in this one?
Is this worth
this is just a 1 point because it's a regular game.
Well, I'm going with Syracuse because I really don't know anything about Old Dominion's football team.
Hang on, what? It's Syracuse versus Tennessee, isn't it?
No, it's Syracuse versus Old Dominion.
No, Old Dominion versus Indiana.
Okay, then I'm switching my pick. I definitely will not be taking Syracuse. I'll be taking Tennessee double down.
Probably just swapped them up because they're
Below each other. Indiana's ranked?
All right, Tennessee versus Syracuse. Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Tennessee versus Syracuse, and it's
this is 11 o'clock game.
Yeah.
24.
Is Tennessee going to fall out of the rankings this year?
Indiana's ranked?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck did I miss that? Fuck me.
Tennessee's one of those sneaky SEC teams. Yeah. They've been good. And they're probably going to have – it seems like everybody's thinking they're going to have a fall-off year, but what if they come in and start knocking people around?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. It's Syracuse versus number 24 Tennessee. Luke, are you still going with Syracuse?
No, I'm going with Tennessee double down.
Okay, I'm going to go Tennessee double down as well. I think Syracuse is a hard team to play, and it still could be a good game. But it's in Tennessee, 11 o'clock game. They're going to be fucking rowdy.
I bet it's
going to
be beautiful there.
I think it's going to be Tennessee getting it done. I like Tennessee.
Okay, I'm going to go Tennessee double down as well. I'm an honorary volunteer. I'm a volunteer.
We were there
fan.
The night they beat Alabama.
Up next, we've got Indiana versus Old Dominion. Luke, who do you like?
I'm going to go Indiana double down.
Yeah, I'm going to follow that. I got Indiana doing good things this year. I think they got to take down Old Dominion to start that. Indiana double down.
I'm going to go Indiana double down, but I got my eyebrows raised about this one. That looks like some fuckery that could happen right there. All right, up next, unless I'm wrong, is Nevada versus Penn State.
I'm going to go with my number one pick, Penn State double down.
I'm going to go Penn State double down as well. I think they should be. That's a game they're going to win. You know what I mean? I don't see them losing that. Or they're definitely not finishing one if they lose that. they have no chance.
Be like when Notre Dame lost to that team early
Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, I'll go Penn State double down, but I will say this. It would never shock me if they lost to anybody. So, anyway, up next, we've got Marshall taking on Georgia. Oh, boy. Luke?
Well, I'm going to go Georgia double down. That's it.
Can't you see? I'm going to go Georgia quadruple down if I could. They always like to hammer the first few opponents they get. So I think they'll take down Marshall pretty easily.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Like, part of me is like, man, Marshall's going to try and get up. And, I mean, shit, they beat Notre Dame a couple years ago in the second week of the season. I think it's a lot easier to get Notre Dame than it is a team like Georgia. I just feel like when you look at the size difference between the teams, it's going to be kind of sad. So I'm going to go Georgia double down, and I'm going to send a donation to Marshall. All right, up next, we've got Alabama taking on Florida State. Should be a pretty good game, but it's only worth one in our league, so.
Yeah, I don't believe.
What's the game of the week in this?
I've got them. Don't worry. Oh, okay. We'll do those last.
I don't believe in Florida State at all. Like,
I don't think they're real.
Fake university.
They're the worst of the Florida teams this year, in my opinion. And Alabama is still Alabama. There may not be national champion Alabama, but they're going to be right there in the hunt. So Alabama double down.
I'm going to go with Alabama straight up, just because I don't know. You know what I mean? Florida State, they fucked me. They fucked everybody, but then they fucked me a little bit more in the season when you finally thought they're going to turn the corner. But I'm going to take Alabama straight up because I don't want to give Florida State the chance to beat Alabama somehow and fuck me over and take points from me. So Alabama straight up.
I'm going to take Alabama double down. I do think it could be a good game. And if Florida State ended up winning, I mean, it's week one. They've been known to do that and then go lose to Boston College the next week. So
and then the next week. And the next week. And the next week. The next
yeah.
Week.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Alabama double down. I think they start the season off good. Up next, we've got South Dakota versus Iowa State.
Right, so I think Iowa State. Wait, oh, well, Iowa State's playing twice in week one, 1-0 and one. Yeah, okay, sorry. So no,
technically, they are. That's yeah. All right. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't think it'll matter in this game because Iowa State's gonna be pissed off losing to Kansas State that first game of the year, and then
they might not even be ranked anymore.
Yeah,
after that.
They're gonna come in and just. Beat South Dakota.
It doesn't matter though. It's on the ESPN app
it's
right
on,
now.
It's on here.
What's
there's locked
now?
In, it's locked
that's
in.
Right. Double down. Double down.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Iowa State. Double down. I think they'll be looking for a win after they start 0-1, so they probably won't even be ranked. But hey, that's all right.
Yes, I too think Iowa State's gonna be looking for revenge after their loss in Week 0 to Kansas State in Ireland. Which, if you're listening, ESPN, our unofficial sponsors. I would like you to consider that it's week 0, it's in Ireland, and hopefully it's a close game. Maybe you'll keep them in the top 25. All right, how about that?
Just don't even do the rankings until after week 1, that's what I say.
All right, up next, we got Montana State taking on Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon doubled down.
I'm going to follow that. Or I think Oregon, they always have teams, they just fucking beat them by 60 or something stupid. They score 92 points just because they can. So, Oregon, double down.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a rape. I'm going to go Oregon, double down. Up next, we've got...
real Sandusky.
Yeah, this is going to be a good old-fashioned...
Hey, you want him number one. What are you talking about?
This is going to be a good old-fashioned Ted Bundy right here.
Can't keep my hands off of him.
And this is around the same area I think it happened in, I think.
Hot showers.
Anyway, up next, we've got Illinois State taking on OU. Somehow weaseled their way in the top 25.
I definitely think OU is going to have a better year this year. I believe Mateer is going to be a good quarterback, and they may pull some upsets. Maybe they get that one win over Texas. I don't know. Maybe that's one. Texas is one loss. Probably not, but I do think Texas will drop the ball somewhere during the season and lose one. But just say OU will win this double down.
I'm going to go OU double down. We always get a fucking team we can beat the shit out of week one.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go OU double down because, quite frankly, I don't think anybody should lose to Illinois State.
Nobody.
Up next, we've got Long Island. Oh, brother. Going up against Florida. Luke, you see this being the big upset of the week?
DJ Lagway will probably throw for 1,000 yards but get injured in the fourth quarter and run.
How does he keep getting work?
They
might lose.
I know.
They might lose now that I think
about it. It doesn't make sense.
And I actually think Florida's coach, Brian, I can't think of his
name. Bruce Willis. Yeah. That's what he looks like.
He's not going to make it through the season. I think he'll actually maybe get fired. I think Florida will be okay, but that's not what Florida expects. And Florida will win this game because I didn't even know Long Island had a football team. So Florida doubled down.
Anytime I see a New York team, I'm just like,
I think that Florida – is like what you like when people are talking about Clemson, Jared feels probably like they should talk about Florida that way because that's their 15 years ago whenever they were fucking good. You know what I mean? They were 20 years ago.
It's been 20 years.
That's what I'm saying, since they were really good. And I mean, I think they'll win, but I'm not confident in it. Florida double down.
I'm going to say Florida double down. I'm confident they'll beat Long Island. Because it's what's tough is they'll probably go out and whoop their ass, and then they'll play a good team, and then that's when we'll see.
Right.
Up next, we've got. Again. Who is it? Kansas State up against who is that they're playing? I can't read. No, I don't know why I would put that. I put that for Notre Dame. North Dakota versus Kansas State.
So we have Iowa State playing in South Dakota and Kansas State playing North Dakota after they play each other. Same result. Kansas State's going to come in on a high from beating Iowa State, and they're just going to want to follow that by trouncing North Dakota. So
yep.
K-State double down.
Yep.
Yep. Double down. K-State. Yep.
furthering my, they're going to win the Big 12, starting off 2-0. Hoo-hoo-hoo, before week two, have two wins. Look at that. All right, up next.
Only team's got two wins.
Up next. I'm talking. Up next, we've got the University of Texas San Antonio versus Texas A&M, who Luke thinks is going to go undefeated and win the national championship.
Well, then Texas against A&M double down.
I think this could be a secretly good matchup because UTSA, they like to play hard week one.
I like the way you think.
But I think Texas A&M without fucking what's his nuts? He's not there anymore. He was there a couple years ago.
Yeah. They got Mike Elko now.
Fuck, what was his name? LSU.
Yeah. I can't think of it right now. I'm talking in my head.
He was at Florida State, not LSU. Yeah,
Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, yeah. Joe Jimbo's not there, so it's a new Texas Tech. I like him. I'm a Texas Tech A&M. I said Texas Tech A&M, but I meant Texas A&M double down. Yeah. Oh, Texas Tech A&M, boy.
You know what?
Bodum.
There's going to be an upset. I'm going University of Texas San Antonio wins on a field goal against A&M week one and shows everybody Jimbo Fisher may be gone, but the stink that surrounds your pitiful school in the disgusting town that you're located in.
This is a Texas fan right here.
Yeah. Fuck you guys and your bullshit. You know, we're rivals with Texas. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go University of Texas San Antonio. But by the way, even if I'm wrong, I win either way. It's only a one-point game. I'm not going to lose any points on it. And even if I do, I get two. So who gives a fuck? I'll get one, I mean. So who gives a shit? Because I'm only going straight up. Up next, 10-point game, big one. We've got LSU taking on Clemson. Luke, who do you like?
Yeah, so I have high expectations for Clemson this year. I think this is the year they make themselves, reestablish themselves as a national title contender. Even though they made the playoffs last year, barely. I didn't really think anybody took them as a serious threat to win the title. But this year, I think they are. And LSU, a lot of people have been hyping LSU this year. I just don't see it happening. I think LSU just loses too many games in too many close situations, and this will be one of them, and Clemson gets the victory. Single down.
This is a tough one to pick because both of these teams are known for fucking me over.
There's no way I'm doubling down on this game.
I think I'm going Clemson straight up. If it was at LSU, a night game, I might pick LSU to win, but I'm going to have to go Clemson straight up.
I'm going Clemson straight up because I was just thinking about it. What else does Brian Kelly do better than lose week one?
That is true.
And I had to hear his speech about, we're going to be prepared. Okay, yeah, now. It's in Clemson. That's a brutal
prime time night game.
Oh, Dabo's going to run down that fucking hill and the crowd's going to be going insane. Brian Kelly's going to
be shuttled in by his ass.
I got to go Clemson straight up because that way, at least if LSU wins, I'll feel good because I want LSU to win because I like LSU more than I like Clemson. But I don't see it. I don't see him. He doesn't have a good track record week one against anybody. So up next, we've got New Mexico versus Michigan. Who do you like, Luke?
Going Michigan double down.
Michigan double down as well. I think they're just a better team than New Mexico. Interested to see the quarterback play.
Yeah, I'm going to go Michigan double down. Should be a pretty good feel-good start to the season before it starts getting tougher for him. Up next, we got Arkansas Pine Bluff going up against Texas Tech, who just spent a whole lot of money in the offseason trying to, you know, be relevant.
Oregon, their championship. Pay for the championship. So I think Texas Tech wins the Big 12, and I think they're going to dominate this game, and they'll win it double down.
It's a shame because Arkansas Pine Bluff has a really cool logo, and I like.
Oh yeah,
like their
red. What are they?
It's like they got like a lion on the side, and it's like green and red. Like I don't know, it's a bunch of cool colors.
I'm also gonna go with Texas Tech double down. I think they're a better team. It's in Texas Tech. Good start to the season.
I agree. I actually don't hate Texas Tech. I like actually just took a job there in NCAA. I left Tulsa for Texas Tech. I did all I could. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to go Texas Tech double down. I do think that they'll be fighting for the Big 12 championship this year. Up next, we've got Georgia State going up against Ole Miss. Luke?
Man, I think Ole Miss is trash. And honestly, they don't even deserve to be in the SEC this year.
Did they fuck you over a lot last year?
No, but they got Jackson Arnold. And I don't think Jackson Arnold is that good. Like, honestly, like, when he gets pressure put on him, he makes a lot of mistakes. But Ole Miss double down.
I didn't even know that's where he went.
Yeah.
Fun. I actually hope he turns out really good because I have an autographed football from him that nobody wanted, so I took it. So I hope he turns out really good. Somebody gave me the case. They had the football in there. They just wanted the case, and I was like, I mean, I'm sure I'll take the ball. And maybe like,
I hate this conversation.
I'm gonna go with Ole Miss double down.
Yeah, Ole Miss double down. I just can't wait till they play somebody that I think that I can pick against them. Because I just, Ole Miss, Schmiss. I fucking had to listen about them all year last year. And what did they do?
They got me a lot of points, though.
They did. Up next, we got East Texas A&M versus SMU. One of my favorite Texas teams. Luke, who do you like?
SMU double down.
Yeah, I'm going to go Smoo double down.
Me Smoo.
I think they're just a better team.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, they can build off what they had last year. It's going to be tough.
I mean, they're always a pretty solid team. I think they should be put in the Big 12, personally. I think it makes more sense regionally. I don't think any of the conferences make any sense anymore, but we could do a whole podcast over that. So I'm going to go SMU double down. Up next, we got Northern Arizona versus Arizona State. Luke, who do you like?
Arizona State is going to contend for a Big 12 title this year. I mean, they could win it. There's a lot of teams in that Big 12 that are going to be right there, and they're one of them. So Arizona State, double down.
Yep. I agree with you. Everything you just said, double down.
I triple that, and I double down.
This next game is going to be a good one.
Oh, boy. We've got a good one. It's a 10-point
Sunday
game.
Sunday afternoon game, too.
We've got the Hokies versus the Gamecocks. It's Virginia Tech versus South Carolina. Luke.
Man, this was a tough one for me to pick. Like you guys said, I think Virginia Tech's actually going to be really good this year. And they're going to surprise some people. But I really believe in South Carolina's coach. They were a team that really won close games last year. They
Shane Beamer.
Yeah, they got grit. They're gritty. You know, his dad, you know, Frank, was the coach at Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech's my co-favorite team. They're my home state team.
That's right. But I think South Carolina gets it done, and this could be an upset, but I want to take a chance. It's week one. I want to double down to get some points.
For who? With
South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to double down on South Carolina. I think this is going to be a good game, but I think South Carolina is a really good team this year, and they're going to show it. But I think Virginia Tech is always a tough team, and especially week one, they're really good week one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Virginia Tech double down. I mean, South Carolina was a fun team last year, but I don't know. Well, I'll have to see how they look, I guess, but I do think Virginia Tech, it's a long time coming. I think they've got a lot to build on from last year. They had a lot of hopes for last year. I do think that they'll improve upon last year, and I think it would be really good to get a big win, which I think they're going to. I think they're going to go into South Carolina and win. Up next, we've got another 10-point game. It's a Monday night game, I think. Or it's a Sunday. I don't know. Notre Dame versus Miami. We got the Catholics versus the Convicts reissue. They like doing sequels from 25 or 40 years ago. We're doing it here. They're going to go get Lou Holtz. And don't tell me.
Newt Rockne.
Johnson. Jimmy Johnson. It's Jimmy Johnson and Lou Holtz.
Gotcha.
Newt Rockne.
Yeah, have to dig.
That's too far back. That was when you were a kid. All right. Notre Dame, Miami. Who do you like, Luke?
Going Notre Dame double down. I think Miami is going to be good, but I actually think Notre Dame might. I know Trevor picked them to win the national championship. They're one of my teams I think will be right there to challenge for it. And I don't think Miami will be quite good enough to get in that top four ever in the next few years. So
Yeah, I'm going to go Notre Dame double down. I think Miami is going to be a good team this year, but I think they might maybe take a couple losses early once they settle in. Yeah. I mean, they got a solid team. If Carson Beck can play anything like he did at Georgia,
I think they
got a chance for sure. So Notre Dame double down.
I'm going to go Notre Dame straight up because it's in Miami, and it is a tough environment to play in. It's also really nice weather and hot, which is, you know, kryptonite to Notre Dame. I do like Notre Dame to win, but I'm not as confident as you guys are. I'm going to go Notre Dame straight up. And now we are on to our WRFL games of the week. These are, of course, unranked matchups, games that we find interesting and or that didn't get a spotlight that we think deserved. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them this week. We always try to boost up the points to get the week started right. We've got first up Stanford versus Hawaii. It's in Hawaii. It's at 2 a.m. Super late. You're doing blow and drinking Jack Daniels and listening to hair metal. You should be up right in time to watch this game. So, Luke, who do you like in this one?
Well, you know, I think Andrew Luck is out of luck in this game. I think Hawaii's going to point to the center of the field like Max Holloway in the cage and just smash him out. And Hawaii's going to win this game double down.
Woo!
Woo!
I'm going to go with Hawaii, but I'm going to go straight up because, I mean, it's early. These teams, they can play spoiler to each other. So I'm going to have to go with Hawaii. I'm going to go Hawaii straight up.
I'm going to go Stanford double down. Luckily for Stanford, it's not as far as a trip for other teams. So,
that's true.
I actually always wondered why Hawaii wasn't in the Pac-12 back when things made sense. But I'm going to go with Stanford double down. Yeah. Up next, we've got Nebraska going into Cincinnati. Both of these teams are probably just on the outside of the top 25. Luke, who do you like in this one?
Nebraska double down.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Nebraska double down. I just think that Cincinnati had they're always a solid team, but they had a shitty end of the year last year.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they can build off that. Nah, I mean, I don't know if Phony Mahomes is the guy, but the fact that he just goes out of his way so much to act like him, and I'm like, all right, come on. Like,
I think he'll win this one. Yeah.
But I think they'll win this. I think they could be a sleeper this year, honestly. I think Matt Rhule is a great coach.
Me too.
So maybe you can get something going.
I'm going to go. It's in Cincinnati. I can't double down on this. I'm going Nebraska straight up. I don't know. I have to see before I start doubling down on those Cornhuskers. Up next, we've got the old Duke Mayo Classic game. We got Appalachian State going up against Charlotte. Luke, who do you like?
I'm going to go App State, double down.
I'm going to go App State straight up.
I'm going to go App State, double down. I really like Appalachian State. I wish they could get in the top 25 and stay there because they've been close many times. But I'm going to double down on them. I do think this will be a really good game, though. I think everybody out there should keep an eye on that one. We have 2 more games of the week. Next one is Utah versus UCLA.
Ooh,
Luke, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm not confident either one of these teams. Like, UCLA could come out and beat you and then lose to anybody the next week, and Utah's kind of the same way. Last year, they were kind of a big letdown. Everybody was picking them to win a Big 12.
That's right. That's who I picked to win the Big 12 was Utah.
They just laid down and let people walk all over them. It's kind of disappointing.
Left me homeless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took my wife.
Salt Lake City.
This guy took my wife as his 6th wife. Why does he need my wife? He's got 5 of them already.
So in that case, I can't be confident with either one of these teams. I'm just going to go Utah, but straight up.
This is a tough one because, like, I mean, yeah, if Utah can bounce back to what they had been, because last year they just, it was like, it was there. You know what I mean? Here's the Big 12. You guys jump in. This should be your conference to win. If first year in. No. Maybe they just can't take the fucking licks that the Big 12 gives. You know what I mean? They just beat the shit out of each other. So I'm going to go UCLA. I think they're going to start off good. I'm going to go UCLA straight up. And it's in UCLA, so.
I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to double down on UCLA. I can't buy into the Utah hype again. I think UCLA could actually be solid this year. We'll see. Another team I have a hard time believing
in. I do,
in.
Too. I want them to be good. Me too. Like, in basketball, I'm like, I just want them to be good.
Their story,
just, they were, yeah.
For the, I mean, you know, they should be the team of California, but for some reason, everyone thinks those condoms are the fucking best. So, I'm going to go UCLA double down. It's in UCLA. I think they get the win. Prove me wrong, Utah, because I actually really like you, and I'd like you to win, but I think UCLA is going to get it. And then the final game of week one for the WRFL and the final of week one in the NCAA, we've got TCU taking on North Carolina. It's a Monday game to end the first week of the college season. It's in North Carolina. Bill Belichick's debut game.
Monday night game.
Monday night. He's no stranger to Monday nights. That's Look right. up his record on Monday Night Football. Look it up. Luke, who do you like?
And I do think that TCU is coming to play spoiler here. I think that North Carolina is going to be better, but their defense was atrocious last year. And
oh, who better to fix a bad defense than the best defensive mind of all time?
I think TCU is going to play the spoiler. I'm not saying TCU is going to be great this year, but I think by the end of the season, North Carolina would be better than TCU. But I think this game, TCU gets it done and wins, but straight up.
Okay, Texas Christian University straight up. Trevor, do I even have to ask?
Bill Belichick is 14-8 in Monday night games. So
that's a winning record.
It is.
And that's a
and some of those would have been with the fucking shit Browns probably. So, I'm going to go North Carolina, double down. I think the TCU's kind of fallen off the last couple of years also. I think that...
Oh, that was their chance. That was with Sonny Dykes. That was their chance.
Yeah, I think they just kind of... They fell off that wagon. And like you said, North Carolina, they've had a great offense for the past 3 or 4 years. But they have had a fucking defense that can't fucking find their own asshole. So I think Bill Belichick can kick it into their mouth if he needs them to. So I think they're going to get the win. I think North Carolina's going to be a team to look out for. Maybe, like I said, if they just finish in the top 15 this year, you call that a victory, and you just fucking build on that, I think that they can – he has the potential to create something really good there just because of who he is and who wants to play for him.
And them winning this game and Miami losing is huge for them because, to me
– Oh, yeah.
Like I said, best case for them would be being third behind Miami Clemson. But if Miami goes out and loses,
mm-hmm.
which I'd forgotten they were playing Notre Dame, which is highly possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that puts them right there in the early passenger seat. With
Clemson. The ACC, you're in.
Yeah, no shit. That'd be crazy if he did that in his first year. Yeah. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go North Carolina, double down. Unfortunately for TCU, they have the mispleasure of playing a really awesome coach's debut team whenever Deion was with Colorado.
Yeah.
They went out and played TCU. I see this game going kind of a lot like that. For Christ's sake, North Carolina's upper management looks like an NFL front office.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
they got a guy that's been the president of an NFL organization, his entire coaching staff – our former NFL coaches, his son's there. That he was just the DC at Washington. And he's also a Super Bowl defensive coach. I do think if everything goes well, I think North Carolina could be, like you said, in the top 15. But I mean, go win the ACC, get in the playoffs. I mean,
make some
noise.
I
think it could happen if Clemson doesn't.
He gets fucking coach of the year, rookie coach of the year.
If Clemson doesn't end up being what we all think they are, that makes it much easier for North Carolina if they can just hold up their end and win games like this. Because, I don't know, TCU, to me, they're always a tough team. They're going to play you tough, but.
Yeah, they've just fallen off a little bit the last time. Like I said, they had that fucking. They had that high where they were like, man, we could do this every year. And then they were like, oh, fuck, this is hard. Like, We got our ass kicked.
Yeah. Well, they also, that was a huge, heavy senior-led class. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a lot
was
of
the best of the best. That
yeah,
was
there
the
was a lot of 30-year-old men on that team. that redhead kid that played quarterback.
A lot of
pedophiles. Where'd he go?
Max.
Isn't he the backup somewhere? Or like,
what's his fucking name? I don't know who you're talking about.
Who gives a shit? Face. Anyway.
Duggerman? Duggerman? Something like that? Is that him?
Who knows? Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for the first episode of the WRFL Season 4. Thank you guys for listening. Luke, Trevor, thank you for giving me your time here at my house. It's always a pleasure having you. I've got leftover pasta that I made homemade last night. If you want some before you go. Everybody else out there, please listen to this episode. I know it's at the end. I should have said this, you know, before we ever even recorded it. But please listen to this episode. We'll post the link in the group chat. I don't know why I'm telling you. You're going to be listening to this hopefully once we do that. But
if you're not, you're fucking gay.
Yeah, but anybody got any closing remarks?
Nope. I think it's a good start.
This has got me excited. This is the first time I've been excited for football.
When I was watching last night, I know it was a preseason game, but I was watching the fucking them actually getting some action, and I was like, it's almost fucking here. The real thing's almost fucking here.
Yep. I'm really excited for the NFL to start. It's just a shame it's the Cowboys-Eagles game to start the year. It's like fucking communist Russia. They're just going to force feed you the Dallas Cowboys. And guess what? They're not known for playing good week one.
Yeah,
so they're probably
I'm not looking forward to my Cowboys this year. It's going to be a train wreck, I think.
To me, it just looks like they've gotten worse talent-wise year by year. They've just paid a few guys, and then they've gotten worse and worse and worse. And Jerry's like, I think we could be
train wreck.
You know, that team in Space Jam, the Monstars, I think we could be a lot like them. And guess what? They have a star. We have a star. We're the Dallas Cowboys.
It's our Michael Jordan.
Yeah, so once we get past that, then we got the Chargers and Chiefs in Brazil. Hopefully no one gets mugged while they're on, you know, in cover two. But that'll probably be nice. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm glad that we're going to get some college football. I'm glad to see that it's not going to be a bunch of shit games. Like, last year it felt like the first week, a bunch of shitty games.
Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Miami. I mean,
K-State, fucking, Iowa State. Yeah. It's a great game to kick it off.
Clemson, LSU.
Yep. We got a Florida State, Alabama. Yeah. I think that's one that people should keep their eye on.
North Carolina.
Virginia Tech, South Carolina. We got a lot of really good games.
Nebraska, Cincinnati's a good game.
I agree. Utah, UCLA could be good. I think it was a good one last year. But yeah, guys, thank you for listening. Make sure you keep up. We'll be doing weekly episodes. We'll be combining the NFL and NCAA once they're both rolling. But, you know how it goes around here. But Trevor and Luke, thank you for coming out. To our fans, thank you for listening. It's good to be back doing football. It also reminds me how much work I'm going to be having to do again.
It's like a second job right there.
Yeah, and my job's
enough.
If
everybody uses the ESPN app, it makes our life a lot easier.
Yes.
Yeah. Just go in. You just take the ESPN app. You just go all the way down the list. It makes it so much easier because then you can put it on.
I wish there was like a way for them everyone to submit their picks into like a system and it just sends it to me and it does all the math for me.
That'd
be
awesome.
But no one would tell the truth.
You get some AI on that.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, perfect week for everyone again, huh?
Yeah. This guy's at 6 weeks.
Look at that.
Perfect.
He's the greatest ever. He's like Andre the Giant. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We will see you next Tuesday to do a recap and a new picks episode. Unless we do a recap over the phone Monday or... Wait, there's going to be games going on Monday. Well, our next episode will be out on Tuesday, everybody. Don't worry. But thank you guys for listening. Can't wait. Football season is here. We'll see you guys.
Good night.
Adios.